Acting head of the eye units at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. James Addy, says 4 out of every Ghanaians go blind through avoidable diseases such as cataract, glaucoma, and diabetes. Sadly, people who suffer from these diseases do not seek early medical treatment, as most of the cases are in underserved areas of the country. Dr. Addy said the number of eye care professionals is inadequate. He was speaking at this year's World Sight Day in Accra, where he called for stronger collaboration between health workers and the public to eliminate preventable eye diseases and blindness. A report by Antoinette Abba.
World Sight Day is celebrated every year to create awareness and focus on global blindness and visual impairment as a public health issue. It is also to ensure access to the needed promotive, preventive, curative, and rehabilitative eye health service by the year 2019. According to the acting head of eye unit at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. James Addy, the statistics of visual impairments in the country is worrying. He said there must be stronger collaboration from all stakeholders for success in eye care delivery.
If you take 5 people in this room, 4 of them may have visual impairment, 4 of them may be blind, but there are some things that we, all of us, can do about. We should prevent them from going blind in the first place, because we still have about more than half of the cause of blindness being cataracts. And the fact that these people are living in remote areas, underserved areas, they don't have access to the ophthalmologist, to the optometrist, to the ophthalmic nurses. Our emphasis as far as outreach service is going to be in underserved areas. Let's go to the Dunkelkrom area. Let's go all the way to the north. Let's try and go to areas which are not accessible.
Dr. Addy noted that Ghana is on the verge of eliminating trachoma and onchocerciasis by June next year.
In the next couple of months, trachoma will be eliminated from Ghana. We had quite a number of communities in the northern region and upper west region.
Acting head of the eye unit at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. James Addy.
More than 200 people yesterday took part in a free eye screening exercise at Lagos to mark World Sight Day. At the program, governments, particularly health ministers, were asked to allocate more funds to fight blindness in the country. The medical doctor for PEMIF Eye Care, Dr. M. Fatiti Ati, said the free eye screening exercise was to draw the attention of the public to the need to pay serious attention to their eyesight. A report by Hannah Dazi and Gloria Afute.
World Sight Day is held on the second Thursday of October every year to focus global attention on blindness and vision impairment issues. Vision impairment has been identified as a major international public health issue in view of the fact that about 285 million people live with low vision and blindness worldwide. It has therefore become necessary to support global initiatives aimed at eliminating avoidable blindness by the year 2020. Dr. Emma Fatitiati of PEMF Eye Care said the free eye screening is to enable people to know the health status of their eyes.
World Sight Day is an annual event that is organized every second Thursday of October in the year. And today is 30th October, that marked the 4th year of World Sight Day. And it's a project that is coordinated by International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness under the Vision 2020 Global Initiative.
Medical doctor for PEMIF Eye Care, Dr. M. Fatiti Ati, ending that report by Hannah Dazi and Gloria Afute.
And now to